Daily, I list why I like me. Daily, I list why I like me. Every day I make up a list. And I make up a list of all sorts of things. Sometimes I do it on a sheet of paper. Sometimes I do it just as thoughts that continually weave in and out of my consciousness. But daily I make a list. And daily I make a list of why I like me. Do you make a list of why you like me? If you do, you are giving yourself one of the most wonderful blessings that you could ever have in all your life. You're giving yourself one of the most wonderful blessings that could ever come into your world. How do you go about writing a daily list of why I like me? You take your daily list and you say, first, I'm alive. Now that's a big, big thing. A lot of people are not alive. They have chosen to move on to other dimensions, and they're no longer in this earth dimension. And you and I, we're in this earth dimension, and we're having the time of our life. We're having all sorts of adventures. We're having all sorts of activities, and we like ourselves, or we wouldn't be doing the things we do. Now, when you look at a game, do you look at a game and say, I'm going to win, or I'm going to have fun playing this game? When you look at a friend, do you look at a person and say, I like you, you're a friend, you're a wonderful person, I enjoy your company. What are we going to do today? Let's have some fun today. Why I like me? I like me because I am a likable being. I am a person that is filled with love and filled with joy, filled with harmony, filled with peace, filled with magic. Yeah, that's who I am. I'm filled with magic. I'm filled with all of the dreams and ideals and wishes and wants and all of the magic that could ever come into any life. And so that's why I like me. Now, do I breathe? Yep, I'm breathing and I'm doing just fine at it. Can I see? Yes, I can see. And I can see all the beauty of the world around me. Can I hear? Yes, I can hear. I can hear the birds twittering. I can hear my dog barking. I can hear my cat mewing. And when I put my hand on my cat's throat, I can feel her purring and purring and purring and saying, I'm happy here. I'm happy in this life. Yes, I like me. That's what cats do when they purr. They say, I like me. Dogs, they sort of wag their tail and go thump, 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 and they say, I like me. What do people do when they say, I like me? When people say, I like me, they smile. Yes, they smile. And they smile at the world and they say, yes, it's a good world. And I say to my dog, Rex, let's take a walk, Rex. And he thumps his tail on the ground and he says, okay, I'm with you, Dad, let's go. And then he gets up from his relaxed sleeping position, which he likes to be in, and then away we go. And as soon as we have the leash on, he's walking here and there, checking out the bushes, checking out life. He likes life, and he likes himself. And he thinks that he is just the greatest, the most wonderful, the most fantastic dog in the world. And he is. Do you think you're the most fantastic person in the world? Do I think I'm the most fantastic person in the world? Is that why I like me? Yes, it is. Just one of the many ways, one of the many reasons that I like me. And hey, I like me because I'm a nice guy. I'm a nice person. Everyone I talk to, they say, gee, you have such good ideas, you have such good thoughts, you have such loving thoughts, you are a wonderful person to be around. And I say to them, hey, I like you, you're a wonderful person to be around, you are my reflection, you are my reflection of love, of unconditional love, you're my reflection of peace and harmony and joy. Wow, yes. Why I like me? Someone said, how do I love thee? Let me count the ways. Why do I like me? Let me count the ways. Let me count the ways of why I like me. I like me because I'm me. I like me because I'm wonderful. I like me. And no because about it. I am wonderful. I am fantastic. I am harmonious. I like me, and I like me all the time. There's never a moment of my life that I don't like me. Never a moment. Because every moment anything comes up in my life, I find the good in it. If I stub my toe, I say, I'm whole and perfect. I find the good in it. If I see a person who's unhappy, I say, hi, it's wonderful to see you. You're such a sparkling, wonderful person. And they look at us a little askant and say, we got rocks in our brain. And we just keep right on. And then we say, those are beautiful shoes you're wearing. Where'd you get them? They look really fine. They look like they fit and they're comfortable. Oh, well, you know. And you go to Ellen and you say, Ellen, where did you get those shoes? They look so comfortable. And she says, well, I looked a long time and I finally found a store that has them. And that's where I buy all my shoes. They're simple, easy shoes. They're not expensive. They're wonderful. They do everything I want them to do. Aren't they beautiful? Aren't they lovely? And I have to admit, yes, they are beautiful. Yes, they are lovely. But that's because Ellen is always thinking of beautiful and lovely things about herself and others and all the world. She's always doing that. Now, can you do that? Can I do that? Sure. Do we do that? Sure. And are we saying why we do that? Well, daily I make a list why I like me. And that list sometimes is the same day after day. And then as I expand my awareness of myself, as I expand my awareness of who and what I am, the list grows. And the list grows and grows and grows. And then as the list grows, I say to myself, wow. I go over to Ellen's office, and she is the CEO of the University of Healing. And I see her office, and her desk is so orderly. Everything is in place. And she says, now I want to work on this. And so she reaches the folder, and there it is. She says, I want to work on this. And she says, I want a pencil. And she has her little bowl of pencils. She knows right where they are. She knows right where everything is. Everything is in perfect order. She has everything in divine order. And then I look at my desk, and I say, my goodness, I got a lot of things that just seem to accumulate here. When I want something, I bring it over and do this. Now, I should be reducing my containers instead of increasing them. And I have containers for glasses. I have containers for my tape recorders. I have containers for my pencils and pens. I have containers for everything under the sun. And do I need all those containers? Well, if I find them useful and I have them in an orderly way, then I certainly should have them. If I have them in a careless way or in a thoughtless way, then they're not going to benefit me. They're not going to tell me why I like me. I like me because I'm orderly. I look at Ellen's desk and I say, wow, you are an orderly lady. You are an orderly person. It is a joy to watch you at work. It is a joy to see you do your jobs and find them rewarding and fulfilling. And each job you do sparkles you into another one. Yes, why I like me? My goodness. Ellen's got millions of reasons why she likes herself, and I see them reflected in everything she does, but she's my reflection, and so I like me too. I like me in such wonderful ways. I like me because all of my life is a joyous, wonderful, fantastic experience. No matter what I do, I like me. When I get in the car, I adjust the seat. I adjust the rearview mirror. I adjust the side mirrors. I adjust the steering wheel. I adjust everything, and when I get in the car and turn on the engine, the first thing I do is press down the button for cruise control. It's not because I'm using it immediately, because cruise control doesn't go in until a certain speed. So then, but it's in. And so when I do press the button for go on the cruise control, it's all set to go. I'm an orderly, organized, wonderful person. I like me. I enjoy my company. I enjoy my world. I enjoy everything about me. And I enjoy everything about everybody else. Because all the people in my world are people I have created because I like me. All the people in my world are people I have created because they are a reflection of me. They are me, and they are wonderful. And I am wonderful. I live in this perfection. I live in this joy. I live in this peace. I live in this wonder. I live in this allness. I like me. And I daily make a list, mentally or on paper or any other way, just adding them up. I spend my day telling myself why I like me. And I never run out of reasons. I never run out of reasons, because life is so beautiful, so wonderful, so fantastic, so fulfilling, so magnificent in every way. Your life is that way too? I thought it would be, because you're a reflection of me and my love. I love you. I love you. I love you.